Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, we're heading down to Coral Gables, where the University of Miami is in spring football. Thomas Brown, University of Miami offensive coordinator / running backs coach, joins us. Coach, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Man, we're hanging in there. We're not at practice, so we're always curious what's going on and how quickly the freshmen are catching up. But before we get into all that, I did read where there's lack of leadership. You want that to improve. I'm always curious when I hear that. You think leaders have to be your best players? Would you agree with that or not necessarily?
I think most of them need to be, because obviously, like I said to the media, I think last week it was, that it's hard to lead when you're not a guy that's making plays, you're not taking reps. It's easy to be on the sideline when you're fresh and not in the fire, trying to encourage guys, tell guys what they should be doing. So definitely your best leader should be your top player, in my opinion. They're not always the case.
Yeah.
There's some guys who may be second-tier players who become, you know, some of your best leaders. But I think to inspire the entire team and get the most motivation out of your guys, it should be your best players who do demand the most from their teammates.
Thomas, you know what surprised me the most? Malik Rozier's not that guy after the year he had last year and obviously trying to hold off all these young guys. But I guess I was a little surprised that that's not more his personality.
Well, I think people expect, obviously, from a quarterback standpoint, there's normally the guy that's going to be the leader of the offense, and most times he is. And not that he's been doing a bad job. But to me, it's not just the level we need to be a championship-type football team. And I tell those guys all the time that, you know, we set the tone as coaches, and we'll obviously set the pace every single day. But on game day, we're not going to be on the field encouraging guys, picking guys up. You got to come from within.
How excited are you to answer questions on the quarterback position every single time the media is around you? I'm glad that Joe brought it up first to break the ice.
I purposely didn't ask.
No.
I'm used to it.
That's it. Like, hey, Tom, hey, Coach, all right, so rank the guys 1 through 4 today. Like, that's going to be – I know that you were getting ready for that. I can only imagine what that's like. But, yeah, but, Coach, that is going to be a big thing through spring, through, you know, fall practice before the beginning of the season, that quarterback position. What do you like, what you've seen so far from what you got out there?
Well, just the competition aspect of it. I think not just the definition from a quarterback standpoint, every job is up for grabs. There's nobody's job is going to be safe, no matter what you did last year. And I think that obviously makes the best out of our guys and brings the best out of us from a whole team standpoint. But obviously, I think it's a pretty good, and for the most part, we haven't gone live yet as far as having a quarterback in the heat of the battle. And I said it when I first got here, it's often hard sometimes to judge a guy from a quarterback standpoint when he's not going to get hit. A lot of guys are going to have courage to stay in the pocket and deliver a ball when they know it's tag off with a black jersey guy. So I think we'll find a lot more from some of the younger guys when we kind of get into some scrimmage reps.
I guess, though, because Malik played the whole season,
right,
he's still got to be, just from being out there on the field, he's still got to be way out in front of everybody else just because of the experience or not?
Yeah. I mean, I would say way out in front, but obviously it's right on his job to lose because he's the starting quarterback. Obviously, it would be that way. And not just himself, but we as a team didn't finish the way we wanted to. I know he gets a lot of attention for that because sometimes we have great success in any program from a football standpoint. The quarterback gets a lot of praise. When we don't do well, the quarterback gets all the brunt of the blow. That kind of comes with the territory, which he's well aware of. That's obviously definitely his job to lose. I think he's doing a good job of trying to step up, be more of a leader. But I also think he's a guy that needs competition like most guys do.
Yeah.
To bring out the best of them.
Did Nakosi Perry, and I'll leave this quarterback thing alone, I promise you this will be the last part. He was in your program all last year,
yeah.
practice squad, and gave you guys a look. How much did that help him being around the offense and knowing the system and what everybody can do? How much did that help him?
Well, it's huge. So you kind of mentioned the beginning of it about, you know, young guys, freshmen coming in, and that's probably the hardest spot to come in and play early as a quarterback, especially in our system. It's not a kind of rinky-dink type offense. It's a pro-style offense. There's a lot of checks and Mike ID points that go into it and progression reads that he has to learn. And obviously Coach John and Coach Rick have done a great job, you know, getting ready for it. But having a year up under his belt, kind of getting some second team reps, getting some more confidence under himself, I think he's got to get grasp of the offense. And he definitely has the arm talent. It's just telling him about coming out and competing every single day and really not shooting himself in the foot, you know, making mistakes and trying to become the leader that he should be.
Coach, I know you got to worry about the whole offense, and obviously the quarterback position is going to be top question asked every practice, and running backs for you is going to be another one. What about the offensive line? How about the depth there? A lot of young guys there also. Do we expect to see some young guys play in the season?
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, when you get some depth, you know, things kind of go along. Sometimes, you know, linemen have a chance to kind of come in and get redshirted and kind of get beefed up because, obviously, coming from high school to the collegiate level, that's a tough spot to come in and play early when you're playing to get some, you know, down in defensive line like we have in our league from a strength standpoint, not even on top of learning the playbook and the techniques and knowing what to do. But I definitely pleased with the young guys so far. And Coach Ferrer is one of the best I've been around. I've obviously been around him for a long time. O-line coach the last 2 years when I was at Georgia as a player. So I know how well he develops those guys and how he pushes them. And they're definitely taking coaching well. And it's been really nice to kind of have some depth and be able to roll – you know, three groups of linemen. It's the first time since we've been here we've been through that.
Coach, can you see some true freshmen that aren't here early starting on this team? Because some of your best players are still in high school and won't join you for a while. You've got some guys, and I hate to put stars on them, but everybody knows who they are. I know you guys aren't big on the star, but you look at Jordan and Pope. Those are big-time players, man. And Mallory's not bad either, a tight end. Can you see those guys potentially starting?
Well, who knows? You know, obviously those guys would be given an opportunity that were recruited for a reason because those are spots that we needed some help at, needed some depth. And obviously when you talk about recruiting guys out of high school, you mention stars, those are all projections. And you hope those guys will be, you know, what you hope they'll be when they get here. But obviously you got to add those guys to the competition mix and kind of see how things go. And be able to add those guys to the competition mix and kind of see what happens.
Coach, who was that coming in? Was somebody showing you a scouting report or giving you an update on who's going to be there today?
I was the head football coach. I'm going to put you on hold for him and become the ball.
Hey, listen, if he needs something, that would be the one. Hey, guys, I got the big man in here. Forgot to tell him. Yeah, forgot to tell Coach Rick I was doing this. Damn it. Anyway, hey, I saw Brevin Jordan playing that All-Star game. My God, Coach.
He's a special talent. You know, I think he's got the makeup to come in and compete early. From a physical standpoint, but just his mindset. You know, he's a very competitive guy, as I'm sure you saw in person. And I think he has a leadership skill to help, you know, come in and add to our mix.
Let's talk about another freshman speaking. You don't mind me getting the five-star stuff out of the way right now, if you don't mind. Well, Lorenzo Lingard.
We got the quarterbacks out of the way.
That's it, right? What'd I tell you, Coach? What'd I tell you?
Now I'm putting the Larry Bluestein on you. Blue will like that, all the five-star stuff. How good is Lingard, Coach? Can you see the makings of what everybody's been talking about, a guy that's wanted to play for the U for, like, the last 20 years?
Yeah, I mean, he's got all the physical tools to be really good. Obviously, I told him in the recruiting process, the biggest part about playing tailback is pass protection, and that's his biggest struggle. But obviously, he just got here, and I think having a chance to come in early to mid-year is going to help him eventually to learn what to do, to learn the system, and so he can get comfortable because he's still, you know, thinking a lot on the field, which is normal. He's just going to learn how to get lined up, you know, how to, you know, be coached by me because I'm on him every day, as I should be. He's taking it well and making some plays so far, so I think he's going to be just fine.
Lorenzo, in the recruiting process, was one of those guys that helped recruit all these other guys. Could you see a kid like that coming in at 18? I know Joe talked about leadership on the team.
Yeah.
Could you see an 18-year-old, 17-and-a-half-year-old coming in and being the leader on your offense?
I mean, it's possible. Obviously, he has to, you know, earn his keep first and actually earn a spot on this team and actually start to get some more first-team reps and take somebody's job first before he's in a spot to do that. But you mentioned Brevin Jordan. I think he and both Lorenzo are obviously, you know, kind of most vocal guys in our recruiting class, and both those guys have to make, in my opinion, to be leaders.
Coach, you had just mentioned, you talked a little bit about your offensive line, so we hit this whole thing. You had a real good recruiting class a year ago on the offensive line. You got some more good guys coming in, some other guys played in some all-star games that look like they can play. Is that position you mentioned, of course, minus Donaldson, who came in and was a horse right away. Where do you see those guys having the best opportunity to play, guard or tackle?
I would say tackle right now. I mean, but I think, you know, both spots are going to be open. Obviously, I just mentioned that competition is going to be an everyday deal from here on out, obviously, spring ball-wise and even going into summer and fall camp. But obviously, being able to replace, you know, Casey at tackle and, you know, have some competition there probably be the biggest aspects of who have a chance to come in and play early. It's also a tougher spot because you're out on the island by yourself, and we do have some pretty prolific pass rushers in this league, and it's kind of a tough spot for a guy to come in and be able to play. But those guys have done well so far.
Is the biggest thing for offensive linemen just the experience? Like you said, I get it. Because you started talking about that, I thought of those guys at Clemson, that whole defensive line, like it's constantly a first-round pick. So you got to be ready. Is it more pass protection or run blocking for those young guys?
I think it's both. Obviously, when you're in high school, there's less pressure to get a block from a run game standpoint and pass protection-wise, or less movement up front. And even going against our defense every day, I mean, they're one of the best in the country, and they're going to move every snap. And obviously, in high school, sometimes guys will just line up and give you a chance to, you know, hit them in the face and, you know, power drive and kind of like board drills one-on-one type deal. But it's under the offense, under the tempo. And obviously, you put in the physical aspect of, you know, just from obviously mentally knowing how to, you know, the techniques of picking up a pressure or what to do in a run game and making the right calls, but actually blocking a guy when you get there is a different aspect of it. So, but it's a tough job for those guys. We definitely brought up some the right guys, in my opinion, so far.
Coach, you ever have to punish the offense like Coach Diaz punished the defense last week in practice when he had them up on the wall?
Well, I mean, every day that we don't come out and compete, you know, we have competition versus the defense every day and kind of coach keeps score that. And when there's a lack of effort and energy, you know, we'll up down at the practice and if up downs are not effective, I'm a half gasser guy. We'll get in the line and definitely find a way to get their attention. But I want it to be, again, come from the players. And I think Travis Homer, who I've kind of, you know, mentioned a bunch before about stepping up being a leader, actually called the offense out a couple of practices ago, made them do up downs, which I thought was great. That was a great, you know, step in the right direction as far as them taking accountability and, you know, kind of putting on the leaders.
Coach, up downs and gassers are the worst things you could ever do to a human being. I wouldn't do them to my ex-wife. I mean, they're that bad, Coach. They're horrible, man. I got to tell
you. They get your attention now.
They are. That along with spring football in general. Yeah, just boy, I feel for those guys out there. Coach, thank you so much for coming on this morning. Appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, Thomas Brown.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.